It's option. Jive
Saznov, that's correct. We are back with an option jive. You mean the S&P down 18?
I don't know what I'm missing in life.
You don't know what? You're rethinking your life decisions?
No, I'm concerned about current generations. They're soft.
They're soft? The current generation?
They're very soft.
You're always looking to get younger. You're trying to get rid of us old cockers.
Can't get rid of the old guys because the old people are the only ones at work.
Do you want some good news, Tom?
Yeah.
Appreciate the support.
What do you got for me?
We got a camera.
You got a what?
We got a camera.
Oh, let me see this so-called camera.
We'll show you. One sec.
Oh, look at you! Hi!
Does Hello. That make your day better?
No, I don't. Like, this view is a weird view.
I like it from behind like this.
Oh, okay.
Where's a better view?
We're working on it.
You should have something where you're looking into the camera, not into the back of your head. No. It's like every time you turn around, Paul's going to turn around and you're both going to smile. No.
Paul, smile.
Yeah. You can't see anybody else on the desk either. Can you move the camera around? Does it move?
Oh, I thought this was a good thing.
Wow. Why dang? Oh, look, it's like remote. It's like AI, Saznov.
All right, that's not bad. Where is everybody? We get the day. Is it a holiday?
Well, no, James is working.
Oh.
And then the second shift comes later, you know, because we go till 6 tonight.
I don't see James.
He's working.
Oh. He's hiding.
He's hiding. John got overworked yesterday, too much.
Personal day.
Oh, boy.
Soft, that whole generation.
John's in that generation now. He's so happy.
I'm scared. Well, when you surround yourself with a lot of millennials, you break down. You even break down the old guys.
What?
What is this?
Oh, wow, they got two cameras, or the camera swings.
Oh, there you go. Nothing like seeing Josh's butt.
Or lack thereof.
Gotcha, data.
Where are your people?
Oh, I see what game you're playing.
Those people walking in the background? Those are my people. I like the little...
That's
the big boy table, everybody.
Yeah.
Mm.
Good. Well, we'll get everybody here. Now Josh is all... Now he's freaking out. Yeah. Smile.
That's Dr. Data, everybody. Nobody mentioned him.
Dr. Data? Oh, well, Data's all, you know, look at him. He's all dressed up. He's got the tie going on. I like it. All right. No, my people will come in a little bit later. You know, They need their beauty sleep.
Yeah.
You got a lot of millennials on your...
There's Gad. He's there. He's a little ham, actually.
Gad. Yeah. He can chew up the scene. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Let's do this.
All right, beautiful. Let's go. You ready?
Theoretical and realized profits. You ready for this? We love this topic.
I am.
Theoretical and realized profits. Ideally, traders can keep all the credits they collect at order entry from a short premium position. But that requires 100% success rate. And not even you, Mr. Batista, can generate 100% success rate with no directional risk.
You're 100% correct.
As gifted as Tony is.
And I am gifted. That option trades today, every Tuesday and Thursday. That's right. Today you'll get yours around noon.
100% success rate with no directional risk is not in his wheelhouse. But realistically, how much premium can an option strategy keep in a 45-day cycle? Want to guess?
Over all your positions?
Yeah.
15%.
We've always said like around 25.
Yeah, but I think I'm talking about, you know, people like you trading too. So I got to put you in there and factor it in. So it's not quite as good.
Let's go next.
You know, got some dead weight.
So to test this, we need to separate the occurrences with and without directional movement. If a current stock price is close enough to the original stock price, we can say that a position's P&L from that day is purely premium decay. So we're going to kind of give you a range today. of like pure premium decay. This has nothing to do with directional risk. So directional risk, to be fair, is something that gets a little bit, that can get a little bit nasty. It can take away all that premium decay that you make. That's how come we get down to that 20, 25, 30% number. But without directional risk, you're gonna end up with a fairly, a much higher number. I'm gonna show you this. This is kind of interesting. So it's the perfect scenario. Let's go next slide. 45 days to expiration, 2005 to present, recorded the non-movement occurrences where the stock price is less than 5% away from the original stock price at order entry. We compared the 16 delta call, the 16 delta put, and the 16 delta strangle, okay? Now, again, these are non-movement results. It's very interesting, but I included some movement results just to make it so you can understand the range.
Sure.
Next slide, please. Okay, so the first one is because of the directional movement, short puts realize roughly, okay? Now, I added 30% to this because I want you to understand what it is afterwards. But if you have no directional movement at all, short puts keep about 60% of their potential profit. And now part of this is the markets, we've been in a bull market. Part of this is positive drift. But if you look at this picture here, you can see 16 delta put, it really has delivered close to 60% of their potential profit when the stock doesn't move between when you put it on and through expiration. Now, when you add in stock movement and everything else and two-sided movement, it's still going to be higher than calls because the market has been up, sure, not down. Yes. But the reality of this is that number would drop, when you add movement into it, that number drops to closer to 30%. Mm-hmm. But without movement at all, that number is closer to 60%. We've never shown that before. Let's go to the next slide. So the calls, on the other hand, are tested more frequently than puts. Thus, the loss from the directional exposure is much greater. That's why the call side drops down to under 20%. Because...
never sell calls. There you go. That's
no, it's still a positive number.
Just kidding.
So it's still a positive number, but it's just, it's nowhere near the 60% of puts. It's much closer to the 20%, which means if you add in the directional movement, that number is going to be wrapped around just over zero. But now again, we've been in a bull market. So that number could be, you know, 5, 10, 15%. We know it's not 20 because 20 requires no movement at all. Very, very interesting. But you can see the difference between puts and calls. And of course, a lot of that is just the environment that we're in. Let's go to the next slide. Now, the short strangle, on the other hand, represents the middle ground. And if you take a short strangle, your puts go from 60 to 50 and your calls go from 20 to 50 as a combination. So the calls take the puts down a little bit, but if there's no movement at all in the strangle, you keep about 50%. If there is movement, it's somewhere between 20 and 25% or 20 and 30%, 27%. But if there's no movement at all, it's around 50%. If there is movement, it's, let's call it...
You gotta play for some movement, right? You can't play for no.
Of course you gotta play for movement. Okay. But my point is, if there's no movement, at least you know.
Sure.
Perfect world.
Sure.
Okay? So that's what this study wanted to show today, is if there's no movement at all, the number would be around 50% on a strangle. If there is movement, the number is gonna be somewhere in the, let's call it low 20s to mid 20s.
It's good.
Okay? We've done a lot of studies on that too. Let's go to the next slide. Directional movement is what separates theoretical profits from actual premium decay. Hang on one second, just enter in order. To reduce the risk, as shown from the graph, we can follow our tasty trade strategies of trading small and managing early. I did not want to get filled there.
The order I wanted to see.
Directional movement is what separates theoretical profits from actual premium decay. So to reduce the risk, we just trade small, manage early. It's always about trading small, manage early. Let's go next slide, Beth. I think that's it. Takeaways. The actual and theoretical profits can greatly differ because of movements in the underlying. By managing our directional risk, short strangles can realize, okay, now this is by managing your directional risk, between 20% or 25%, and with no directional risk, it's about 50% of their theoretical profits. You know what you're playing for?
Sure, sure.
You're not going to get to 100. Just rule that out.
Right. Well, we always talk about collecting 50%.
No, keeping 50% is the best case scenario in a strangle. 20 to 25%, maybe 30% on some outliers, that's really good. But that's at least you know where you're at.
Very good, sir. Good job out of you. Let's take a quick 90-second break and come back. We got more Tasty Live after this with what do we got coming up next? I love the opening bell. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
The content of this podcast is created, produced, and provided solely by Tasty Live, Inc. and does not represent the direct views or opinions of any of its affiliated companies. This content is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be trading or investment advice or a recommendation that any security, futures contract, digital asset, other product, transaction, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities, futures products, and digital assets involve risk and may result in a loss greater than the original amount invested. Tasty Live Inc., through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. The information provided may not be appropriate for all investors and is provided without respect to individual investor financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. Tasty Live Inc. is not a licensed financial advisor, registered investment advisor, registered broker-dealer, or registered introducing broker.